This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado River District will ask thousands of Western Slope voters for a tax increase this fall. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Colorado River District's Board of Directors says the property tax increase throughout a 15-county region would help protect water supplies for Western Slope farmers and ranchers, as well as drinking water for communities. The board says the plan would also help protect fish, wildlife, and recreation by maintaining river levels and water quality. The tax increase is estimated to raise nearly $5 million a year, and most of that will be used to fund local water projects, ranging from upgrading aging infrastructure to addressing pollutants in waterways. The median annual cost would be about $7 per home. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This winter might be a little less snowy. CPR's May Ortega has more.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released some general predictions on what this winter could look like across the country. And there's some bad news for Colorado snow lovers. It's not looking like the snowiest season. NOAA says there's a 50% chance that the winter weather phenomenon known as La Niña could bring higher than average temperatures and less snowfall than usual. But NOAA cautioned that these predictions could change the closer we get to winter. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
Coming up, Seattle Police chief on reform, protests, and possible budget cuts to her department. Then, while Congress is debating whether to ban the popular video sharing app TikTok on government devices, Donald Trump is threatening a broader clampdown given the app's Chinese roots. Those stories are next. Also coming up, pollution incidents at Suncor in North Denver border on spectacle. The refinery has sent up billows of orange smoke and clouds of fine ash. But the problem, the latest one, is harder to spot.
At least with the smog, we can see it. With the flaring, we can see it. But I would say average people aren't really aware as much about water pollution because it's something that's invisible.
Suncor and potentially toxic forever chemicals. Coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Heavy rain tonight for Grand Junction and the Central Mountains around Vail. 70 in Vail, 73 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.